Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I am your host, Linda, coming at you from beautiful Oceanside, California. And I want to welcome Bill and Rod and Michael into the chat room. We are brought to us here on this station, at Blog Talk Radio, by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamilies.com. And I hope everyone's doing well at their respective states. I wanted to start today. We've got a lot of chat, of course, earlier and this week and all of the last probably 2 to 3 weeks on the gun control. And I'm going to get into a lot of that later and pull up some information that was not only sent by my friend Rod, but others in the region here. So anyway, nobody's comparing anyone to Hitler today, as far as I know. Anyway, my suggestion, if we want to change pictures, we could find a good one of Judge Andrew Napolitano. That would be cool. Maybe we can goad him into running in 2016, if there's a 2016. Okay, thank you. The sound is good. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I like that too. I wanted to start out because we've got so many problems in this country. We're terrified. The lefties, the New World Order, the elites, the Illuminati, the Schmenderick in chief, they're trying to take our guns away. They're scaring us to pieces. They've got Agenda 21, the GMOs, the chemtrails, oy vey. So we're going to start with the biblical scripture reading today, and this would be St. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to go from verse 1 through 20. And it's very telling because this was written many, 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 many years ago, and it still holds true today. And here we go. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been admonished again by our great Lord and Savior. And I wanted to go through a little history lesson that was so graciously sent to me by Rod here in the chat room. And this is a little blurb on Thomas Jefferson, so I'll not bore you too long with it. And I'm going to go into my email archives here and check out some items that are very current and important, especially on the gun control issue, which is frightening. Thomas Jefferson, it says, Thomas was a very remarkable man who started learning very early in life and never stopped. At age 5, he began studying under his cousin's tutor. And at age 9, he studied Latin, Greek, and French. Hell, I had trouble with English at 9. At 14, he studied classical literature and additional languages. At 16, he entered the College of William and Mary. At 19, he studied law for 5 years, starting under George Wythe. At 23, he started his own law practice. At 25, he was elected to the Virginia House of Burgesses. At 31, he wrote the widely circulated summary view of the rights of British America and at that time retired from his law practice. At 32, he was a delegate to the Second Continental Congress. And at age 33, he wrote the Declaration of Independence. At the same age, he took 3 years to revise Virginia's legal code and wrote a public education bill and a statute for religious freedom. Then at 36, he was elected the second governor of Virginia, succeeding Patrick Henry. At age 40, he served in Congress for 2 years. Then at 41, he was the American minister to France and negotiated commercial treaties with European nations along with Ben Franklin and John Adams. What a great trio. At 46, he served as the first Secretary of State under George Washington, something I did not know. At 53, he served as Vice President and was elected President of the American Philosophical Society. Then at age 55, he drafted the Kentucky Resolutions and became the active head of the Republican Party. At 57, he was elected the third president of the United States. At age 60, he obtained the Louisiana Purchase, doubling the nation's size. The next year, he was elected to a second term as president. Then at age 65, he retired to Monticello. At 80, ripe old age of 80, he helped President Monroe shape the Monroe Doctrine. 81, he almost single-handedly created the University of Virginia and served as its first president. And I think we have Robert on the line. I'll bring him in, and we'll continue my little diatribe. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hey, Miss Linda. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. Let me finish my little stuff here, and then we'll get going. I have a lot to get to. And he died at 83 on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, along with John Adams. Thomas Jefferson knew because he himself studied the previous failed attempts at government. He understood actual history, the nature of God, his laws, and the nature of man. That happens to be way more than what most understand today. Jefferson really knew his stuff, a voice from the past to lead us into the future. John F. Kennedy held a dinner in the White House for a group of the brightest minds in the nation at that time. He made this statement. This is perhaps the assembly of the most intelligence ever to gather at one time in the White House, with the exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Yeah, he was brilliant, Thomas. And Thomas Jefferson said, quote, when we get piled upon one another in large cities as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. We're there. the democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes. The principle, which if acted on, would save one half the wars of the world. This guy was so cool. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them, like a nanny state. My reading of history convinces me that most bad government results from too much government. More quotes. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. That's our subject for tonight, too, as I get going. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. The tree, this is one of my favorite. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. To compel a man to subsidize with his taxes the propagation of ideas which he disbelieves and abhors is sinful and tyrannical. Oh boy, that he had that one right. Jefferson said in 1802, okay, I think I got Bill in here too, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And that's the end of that, and it is an absolute truism. It's pretty cool. So that we have that. And Bill, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, we've got. Let me go if I can pull these up. Keep talking. Let me find my starred stuff. I'm going to read.
You're right. Our history is. We were warned throughout our history by many of our founders, and even after that, we have been constantly warned uh-huh. and warned about the ills of big government and
yep.
Government trying to take control of everything. And here we are. We didn't listen. We didn't pay attention.
Where we're at now.
My gosh.
Here's look what we had. We had, I think it was within 48 hours, we did get a little bit of relief. We had I think I mentioned on one of the shows either yesterday or the day before that here in Del Mar, because we had the Crossroads of the West gun shows and they come every 2 or 3 months, and this has been going on for quite some time, and now we had a few libtards in Del Mar who wanted to stop this, and so they had this meeting actually at the fairgrounds at a building and a meeting house or whatever, and state senator from California, Joel Anderson, spoke in favor of the Del Mar gun shows at the fair board meeting today. So I'm going to try to pull that up. And he flew from Sacramento just for this event. So we've got people on our side. And here's the article. It says, Del Mar Fairgrounds gun shows will continue, because they were trying to put an end to it. So it says, the Del Mar Fairgrounds drew fire Tuesday from several residents who want the venue to cancel the gun shows. But the critics were outnumbered by supporters and did not, so that the other ones, the libtards, did not sway the Del Mar Fair Board or San Diego Fair. The gun show debate, spurred in part by last month's deadly shooting in Newtown, which we'll go into in a minute, wasn't on the agenda for Tuesday's meeting of the 22nd Agricultural District, but that didn't stop speakers from lobbying the board during the public comment portion of the meeting. Ultimately, Board President Adam Day said the shows would continue unless another member of the board wanted to revisit things. At this point, we plan on continuing the rest of the shows, which is good. The fairgrounds gun shows were thrust into the local spotlight by Roseanne, somebody, 73-year-old Del Mar resident, who said she was determined to take action in the wake of the shootings at Sandy Hook. Oh, you bae. Worrying about the kids and all this stuff. Holiday,
these people that scream at Sandy Hook stuff, I have a lot of questions. I'd like to hear them answer.
What's your first one?
My first one would be the whole rifle deal, where the rifle was in the trunk.
Oh, the whole thing was, I'm telling you, this thing was
a
huge note.
What the hell is a crisis actor?
Oh, yeah, I know. I've seen that. Terry Kiley's been posting this stuff all over Facebook. I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's too much of this stuff coming out. Too much.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're having stuff was posted a tribute to them and everything else was posted a month before the event happened.
Oh, and did you ever see any footage of these so-called funerals for these kids? I didn't. I saw nothing.
I really can't say I did.
So this woman recently posted a sign in front of her home that read, like a yard sign, "Stop Del Mar Gun Shows and Gun Sales." So Tuesday she told the fair board that more than 750 people had signed a petition on change.org protesting gun shows held at the fair. Oh, she had her 750. We probably have thousands who would tell her to pound it. As a mother of two and a grandmother of three and teacher of thousands of students in my 27 years as a parent, educator, and professor of child development. Oh, another one of those.
One of those people that taught us not to discipline our kids. So now we have a generation of worthless, lazy, feeling like they are super privileged.
And then it says, "I stand here to urge you to stop the gun shows on this land." And this woman says, "The cause will not be deterred by the fair board, Mr. Day's comments. We're going to continue to collect support for this issue. We've just started with this petition." And then it said, "A number of other speakers urged the fair board to continue the gun show practice, including Senator Joel Anderson, a Republican of San Diego." So he represents a portion of San Diego at the state capitol in California. Proponents cited everything from constitutional freedoms to the economic benefit gun shows have on surrounding communities. "The gun show patrons spend hundreds of thousands of dollars here, directly here," said Mark Halkin, owner of American Shooting Center in San Diego. "Let's use some common sense here. There's an old phrase I like to use. It's not the money. It's the money. Let's see what kind of fiscal impact you have if you discontinue these shows." So now they're all worried about the damn money. The Del Mar Fairgrounds has had a contract with the gun show organizer Crossroads of the West for 22 years. The company hosts five gun shows a year, creating a net profit of $324,000 for the fairgrounds. Mr. Day said around 10,000 people attend the events each time. Templeton, president of Crossroads, was one of Tuesday's speakers. He said, "This isn't a celebration of gun culture and violence." In a separate interview, he said, "This is the gathering of people who are legally and lawfully exercising their Second Amendment rights." This gentleman stressed that many proposed gun regulations being discussed on the national stage are already in effect in California and apply to all gun shows at the fairgrounds. So we're ahead of the curve because we're so libtard here. Crossroads gun show attendees cannot buy assault weapons, one of the most contentious topics since December shooting, stage shooting. They also cannot buy high-capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, and that's true. I can't get one in California to save my soul. All gun purchasers must undergo a background check, just like if you were at a gun shop, and still have to wait 10 days before bringing the weapon home. So that was that article. So at least we had plenty
of... We cannot give them one step in gun confiscation. Not one step.
No.
They will never quit. They'll step you to death, and they'll take away all your rights. I got a question. Was the Dick Act ever repealed?
Nope. As far as I know.
Well, then every one of them is violating the law when they're trying to push these gun controls.
I know. We've got to start standing up.
Obama and anybody like him, the elected people who bring it up to attack the Second Amendment, they're creating an they're doing an impeachable offense.
Oh, it's horrible. I know. I agree with you. And
they swore an oath to uphold that Constitution.
They don't care.
To attack it makes you an enemy of it. That makes you a domestic threat.
Yeah.
And McChrystal can shove it up his butt.
Yeah.
You're not impressing me, dude.
I've been there. The California State Assembly, which would be like our House of Representatives, you know, at our Capitol, this Democrat Nancy Skinner is proposing bullet control. You got to hear this. This consists chiefly of two things: forcing individuals buying ammunition to show ID, and forcing retailers to report ammunition sales to the DOJ. So everything would be documented, recorded, and sent on. Problem number one: people already have to show ID to confirm age before buying ammunition, although I don't, because they can look at me and they know I'm old. Problem number two: forcing retailers to report ammunition sales to the DOJ is just a slick way of enabling the Department of Justice to compile a registry of ammunition purchases. As I've said on...
Gives them a way to zero in on the people who actually have guns and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was attending a couple friend here talking this day about this stuff, and he goes, what do you think? I said, well, let me ask you this. Can they register a tube and a bowling ball flying through the air with compressed air?
Yeah. Hmm. It's pretty crazy.
You know, think outside the box, people.
I know.
There's no way you're going to do it. You take away guns, do you know what the next step will be for crazy people in this country? It'll be the same things you see out of those crazy people over in the Middle East. It'll be bombs. And what are you going to do? You're going to take everything out of a people's house? You can't have oil, can't have gas, can't have soap, can't have this, can't have that.
On you? Yeah.
I mean, please. Come on.
It's nuts.
Yeah,
oh, no,
it is nuts.
They just don't want us to have the guns because neither did Hitler. Neither did Stalin. I mean, you know why they want it, Bill. You know what they're planning. It's evil. You know damn well. They want us under their thumb. They want us to be able to be taken off to FEMA camps or whatever the hell concentration camps they've got. I call them gulags because that's what they are. It's ridiculous. I they're not taking them. I mean, if I have to go down fighting and die, I don't care. They're not doing it.
But
and
that's the thing I fear, Lynn. I fear they'll do this and everybody will just sit back and shut up.
Well, I hope they don't pull
over. They shoot some of our citizens trying to defend their gun rights, everybody else would give in. I'll be honest, I'm not that impressed with my country anymore.
I know.
It's become a nation of cowards.
Yep.
You let your elected walk on you, stomp on you, kick you in the teeth, and they just keep doing it, and you keep taking it.
And there was another article, too, talking about the libtards, and they might be right. I hope they're not, but that they think that we are cowards and that we will roll over, and I'm praying we don't. But what I saw here in San Diego when I got the call to arms from two different groups, one was Jeff and one was Lynn Welke, and they're all Tea Party people, and they all asked everyone to go down yesterday to speak, like that senator spoke from the Capitol, on protecting our gun rights and the gun shows at Del Mar. People came and rallied, Bill, so I'm giving a little bit of hope, because there's a lot of us and we're just on the edge of our teeth. We are sick of it. All they're going to keep doing, they're going to push us and they're going to see what we're made of. I'm telling you.
I got to be honest. I'm sitting here in a state that is surrounded on the south, on the east, on the west, and I consider Michigan to be worthless. It's a Muslim state. Might as well just push it into the Great Lakes.
I know.
We're surrounded here by the libtards.
I know. It's not good.
Illinois has just violated the law by giving licenses to illegals. That's aiding and abetting a foreign invasion, and everybody involved should be arrested and tried.
Oh, I know. Anyway, so and then this thing goes and says, problem number two, forcing retailers to report ammunition sales to the DOJ with a slick way of naming. Other post-liberals have been straining to find ways to compile a federal registry of firearms for decades. For now, if they can just start registering the names of those buying ammunition, they will have at least some sort of list they can use to map out gun-owning populations. This is terrifying. I can't stress enough that we've got to – I don't know what we're going to do, but I want to also welcome FT and Billy H and everyone who's in the chat room, guest A6893. And Robert, how are you doing?
Well, I don't understand how Fox News came up to the conclusion that child molesters are more harmless than gun owners.
Well, you know,
That blew me away.
Well, the other thing is I'm hearing that Joe Biden was quoted saying that that there's going to be an executive order from Schmuckface on the gun banning. And I don't know how far they're going to take this, what they're planning on doing. I mean,
But Linda, what happens if he does do it?
I don't know.
Congress goes to bring charges on him. Once it hits the Senate, the charges are dropped.
I know.
The president would do it without Congress like he's going to do it without the debt ceiling. he's going to do is he's going to just shut Congress.
Yeah, he's
Congress. He might as well just fire Congress and
well, he already has. They've got about a 2% approval rating. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Might as well just fire Congress and say the hell, with everything. Well,
you know what? We've got to start when you say think outside the box. And I know I've talked to Michael Magic about this stuff and other people. You know, if I need to bug out, I know I'm falling short of things that I need. You know, but it's pretty scary.
It is scary.
Because I know Bill's got a place to go hang out. And I got to figure out how to, you know, make sure he knows I'm coming.
Well, you know where I'm going to be, Linda?
Yeah.
You know how to get to that part. Like I said, if you get down off that hill, we'll know you're there.
Yeah.
And we'll come to get you. But
you've
been there. You've seen Southern Indiana. You know how hard it's going to be to come in them woods and get us.
Yeah, so that's true. Go ahead.
All I have to do is travel I-75 north to Indiana and call it a day, right?
Well, you better.
I'm actually off of 65, Robert.
And you're going to need your cell phone to contact one of us so we can at least get you to where you need to go.
We're gonna send emails and stuff and just give him where he's got to be. And I'm telling you, when you come off the hill, we'll know you're there. No matter how many miles away, we'll know you're there.
I have faith in you, Mr. Bill. I know you got it all figured out. I love it because we're gonna need it, man. I don't know. I think what I have to do is just keep fighting and fighting here. You know, through my state legislators, my city, my Tea Party groups, and you know, until the time comes when I can really, really consider permanently moving to the Indiana area. So it's pretty scary. It really is. But we've got to start thinking, you know, how to get rid of these guys and preserve ourselves. You know, it's very, very scary. So
just think of two words, code blue.
Well, whatever.
I mean, really, that's they're going to get it in our face. We'll just get in their face and say code blue. I mean,
I don't think we're going to be able to do like they did in 1776. You know, no matter what Alex Jones thinks, but. It's a different time. They've got too many drones. They've got too much this, and they've got too many damn people in the military who are not oath keepers, and they're not. They're going to be, you know, worse than the Nuremberg trial today in history.
Those people are like a lot of people. They're uninformed.
Of course,
they're not seeing it. And our greatest crime, and I hope they don't push us into it. I'm praying we don't end up in this big battle that I see
on
the verge of. But if we do. You want to pick people, you should target that's when you got to go for the people who's put you where you're at.
Yep. So I hate to see it.
Yeah,
I know.
But don't expect me to shed a tear if they go after the liberal media that's lied to them and put out all the propaganda. Or don't expect me to shed a tear if they go after congressmen who are violating their oath of office and trying to turn our country into something we were never meant to be.
Exactly. Oh, I know. It's horrible. Michael Magic, you're on. How are you?
Great, Linda. Hi, Bill, Robert, everyone.
Hi, Michael.
Maybe I should be saving this for my own show on Fridays or, you know, whatever.
Hey,
you
know? Can always repeat.
I'll have everybody, you know, hating me, whatever, but we don't own any of this. None of this. You don't own your house. You don't own your car. You don't even own your gun.
I own me.
You don't even own you, Bill.
Oh, I own me, Michael.
No, you do not.
Everybody, I'm not like other people, Michael, I'm telling you.
Bill.
I don't live like other people. I don't fall in line like other people.
Bill, the breath of life was breathed into you. It was given to you.
Not by no
by
politician.
God. Without God, there would be no Bill or Michael. Or
that's true, but we weren't talking about God. God ain't the one trying to screw us over. It's politicians. It's man.
Well, that's true, and I agree with Bill on that premise, because that's why they had to fight for the independence. That's why they went through the spiritual awakening in the first place. That's why everything, you know, these are the times that try men's souls. I mean, it took a lot. It took pamphleteering. It took so much, and they had enough, and they did it. And you know what? It's going to, some way or another, Bill, it's going to come back down to it. I know it is, and it's not going to be pretty.
But Michael, no, right about one thing. We have to keep God in focus. God has to be the center point of our lives and what
we do. I know that.
But don't ever tell me, I'm not one of them people that believes Christians are supposed to be pacifist. I don't believe that. That ain't why God brought me out of the darkness. He didn't bring me out to be a pacifist. He knew I was a warrior. He brought me out of the darkness, and now I'm a warrior for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He called David to slay. He called Samson. Well, the thing is, I know what you're saying, Michael. Yeah, without him, we have nothing. I mean, you don't have a planet. You don't have air. You have nothing. I understand that it all belongs to him, especially when you're dealing with a spiritual realm. You're dealing with the God, the Father. I get that. But when you have a place of your life, liberty, and property, and you're supposed to own your car and your house and your own person and your sovereignty, and the damn government comes in and says no, then I think God's got a problem with that. That's me. I don't think he likes them telling us how, you know, that they're trying to take the place of him is what they're doing. And I don't think he likes it too much. And I don't either, and I'm done. Because we were born to be free. We were not, except for honoring him.
God. Because we're putting God above them, and they really think that they are above God.
Well, they don't even believe in him. They think they are.
We got it right. God is above them.
Oh, yeah.
And us and everybody else.
Well, they don't want to be reminded of that. See, they believe it. I mean, deep down, they know that they're doing evil. They're just doing it because they want to, because they're rotten.
Yeah.
They get a kick out of it, I guess. Oh, just
and it's a hard thing to be Christian-minded and see what's going on. I mean, we pray, but the truth comes down. At some point, we may have to stand up and fight.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's, you know, it's just like if somebody
if Christians would have stood up long ago, and when they started all this progressive crap attacking Christianity, we wouldn't be where we're at.
I think you're right, and they never should have rolled over on any of what they've done.
We let them take God out of our schools. We let him take him out, and we've let them take the Bible and bend it and totally the way they try to interpret it and everything. We've let that go on, and we should never let it go on. We probably wouldn't have been in the place we're at.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. You know, if somebody comes. You know, you do have a right for self-defense. I don't care what anybody says. It's fundamental. You don't have to have some damn saber-toothed tiger coming at you without an ability to defend yourself, or some two or three clowns in bandanas and bandoleros, and they speak Spanish, and they're coming to take everything in your house and rape the women and children while they're at it. No, it's not going to happen. No, you have a right. You absolutely do, and boy, I'm telling you, I'm not giving them up.
I'm going to be silent here for a few minutes. I got some company, but I'm still listening.
Absolutely. And, Michael, did you have something you wanted to add?
And Michael's so right. It is sad.
Yeah, it is. I know. No. I mean, it's horrible because we keep putting up with it, and we keep allowing the political correctness and the libtards and the progressives and the what do you call it? The Sodom and Gomorrah,
they all look for happiness, and they missed it. And it's truthfully sad that they will never know the happiness and the peace and the love that comes from doing like Michael and serving God and putting God first in your life. They'll never know that happiness.
I know. It's very sad. I think Ron's right. He's out buying a new toy, so he's not here. He sent me an email. But... Anywho, that we keep we keep complying, we keep accepting it, we don't stand up, we don't call people out, we don't look sideways at them like, what, 50, 60 years ago? If somebody had orange hair and a bunch of piercings, people would look sideways at them and shame them. I mean, there's no shame anymore. This is the part that needs to be reversed. And I think we, as Christians and what some folks call patriots, I think that's our job right now. That's one of them. I mean, I don't know, but we've got to start doing something and start acting like true Christians and following his and being an example. And boy, if we're not an example, then we're hypocrites. So, you know, we got to live it. Go ahead.
But this president, I think he owns us, man. I mean, I told Leonie this morning, I said, if I don't have a gun, if someone comes in and tries to kill us, Leonie, then be that as it may. Okay? Number one, we were talking about it this morning.
Right.
I said, number two, if the president doesn't think we have a spending problem.
Oh, I know, that was my...
But this is what I said, I don't want to live anymore like this.
Well, you're not, it's going to get worse. Let me tell you something.
I don't want to live anymore if it's going to be struggling.
You're right. You're right. I don't want to live under tyranny either. And I've said it in letters to people who probably think I'm completely crazy because they know nothing. They wouldn't probably even know their own history, let alone the history of the United States.
I worked my tail off to get to where I am today. And no one's not going to take my accomplishments and my work ethics away from me.
Well,
no one.
I know. I don't care.
I don't care how people think how education is stupid and worthless and how a degree is worthless. It's not worthless.
No, you have to be very comfortable in your own skin, and you have to believe in yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And as far as your material possessions, it's just stuff. You can't take it with you no matter what you do. You're not going to store up any treasures in heaven worrying about your car or your swimming pool or your this or the that or the Rolex watch.
But that's the thing is, people don't realize those are necessities. And if you can't be comfortable within your necessities, what's the point of living?
I know. No, wait. There's a difference between needs and wants. In other words, there's luxuries and there's actual necessities. You're talking about a roof over your head, some warm clothes, and food in your stomach, and some way to protect yourself. That's a necessity. Everything else,
exactly.
It's very nice, and it makes your life comfortable, and it's really cozy, and I get that, and I think that's marvelous because we have some sort of a stability right this moment. I'm looking at my watch. But those are not the most important things. When you try to balance your physical, earthly life with your spiritual knowledge of what God has in store for you later, it's a dichotomy. It's hard. You have to figure out. That's why the reading of the scripture is so important. You have to start meditating on his word. Otherwise, you're not going to get the whole picture. We're never going to get the whole picture because he's perfect and he created it all and he's the same Alpha and Omega. I mean, there's no way to even compete with that. But you really have to balance that spiritual, you know, that libertarian, but the Christianity part of it, and your self-defense rights, which people fought and died for. And we had a shining city on the hill. But, you know, it's the light's dimming. The light is just about out.
I mean, I don't want to be this. I don't want to be a slave for the rest of my life.
I don't either. I certainly do not. And I'll
say it again 10 million times. I'd rather die than to become a
slave.
Me
too. There was an old saying, Robert, I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up,
I'm 57.
Okay, so you're about whatever. I'm not quite. Anyway,
you're my big sister.
Yeah. Okay.
You're probably the same age as my sister.
Well, we won't go into that
she's
today. But when I was
she's 62.
Okay, I'll take that number. No, when the Cold War was going on, and what they used to have that saying, it's better to be dead than red. And that holds true today, because there's red Chi Coms, there's red, you know, we got red in the White House, for Christ's sake. We have communism has taken over both parties. Those parties are done. They don't represent anyone but themselves. They are evil. Yeah. These people are, what do you call it, materialistic to the max. They are just Babylon. They're like Nimrod.
I think I said this before our Ron show. I said, when do we apply for a communist card?
Oh, yeah, forget it. No. Or a Muslim card. No, not doing it. They can, it's not going to happen. And Rob, Michael, would you like to weigh in on what we've just said?
Well, it would probably take longer and use the rest of your...
We got 20 minutes. Go ahead.
If God is for us, and we truly love, and we truly believe in God, who is it that can be against us? I mean,
nobody.
What can be done to us? We can be raped. We can be murdered.
I mean,
what would you rather be? Would you rather be in with God, or would you rather be on Earth going through a bunch of crap? These children at Sandy Hook, they didn't have a choice. Whether it was planned or not planned, they didn't have a choice, okay?
Right.
But they are in God's hands.
Right. No, I agree with you. They got a free pass. They just went straight up, you know, got their little crowns and wings and everything else. If that's absolutely what happened, and there's a whole lot of speculation, and that's why you're hearing this gun control nonsense, that was a hoax, that it never really happened, because there was no footage of anything, and that school was probably empty. It was run down and dilapidated, and it was unbelievable what I've seen on the internet lately. It's pretty sad. So the other thing I wanted to, you know, I would, like I said, I do not want to live as a slave under tyranny, under any type of regime, whether it's O'Dummer or Stalin or any of the others, even though they're all dead. That type of regime is what they would love to resurrect in this country. I would bet on it. I don't put anything past these people. They all come from the same cloth, and it ain't good. Yes. So I would much rather be in heaven than have to go through this. Although, however long he needs me to stand and fight as his warrior, like Bill said, I'll be there. When it's time for him to take me home, then then the people who are left here, the evil ones, they can just, you know, keep their heads in the sand and keep on doing the evil, and then they can scratch their heads and wonder, you know, why this person kind of died with a smile on their face, because I know where I'm going. You know, it's very sad. I cannot change the hearts and minds of people. Jesus can, God can, or he can at least try and speak to them and try to soften their hearts. But he's never jumped inside someone and made them do something. He's not going to do that. I can't do it. He gives you free will. If they're going to choose evil till the day they're sent to hell, who am I? How do I can evangelize. If they're not going to hear it, you know, then that's all you got. I mean, you just try. That's all you can do, and pray for them. But, you know, they're carving their own little niche in Hades, because they have a choice too. You know, they're all given the same choice. He loves everybody. But if you reject him and you take up with the other side, then you're God's enemies at that point. And I do believe there's some people in that category. And I've named them on my show, and a lot of them come out of DC. So, pretty crazy. Go ahead, Robert.
I don't know anymore, Linda. I'm just trying to let the, like.
Well, you know, this is what.
I'm just trying to live each day.
Yeah, I know. That's all anyone can do. That's all we can do.
as long as I'm still standing, I guess
yeah,
I'm
I know.
Doing okay. You know.
Well, you know, this reminds me so much because everything that I'm watching, everything that I'm seeing, everything that comes out of the mouths of these serpents in the land of 10 square mile of District of Columbia, which is making me cringe every time they open their ugly mouths because they speak with forked tongue and they have lots of evil planned for us. This reminds me very, very much of how all of this power grabs, like in the Mussolini time or the Hitler time, this is very, very similar. This is why we're terrified that they will try to take our guns, because that's the only way they're going to have that totalitarian control over us. They can't. They know they can't do it otherwise.
Well, remember what Mr. Obama said. He said, if everybody would just stop watching cable news network and let us do our job, let us do our job, and everything will be okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of these liberals and these commies and these evil ones, you know, they do not look. You have to ask. I'm going to go through as many questions as I can get through. Do you believe in God? How do you feel about the words in the Declaration of Independence? How do you feel about the Constitution and how it was formed and how it was supposed to limit this stupid government? And then go, you know, ask about nature's law and nature's God, and ask about why these things were done, why we had darkness for 5,000 years before America came with its Christian values, etc., and why are there 10 commandments and why are there 10 Bill of Rights? And they actually stopped there. Of course, the libtards got a hold of it and messed it up royally after that. But, you know, there's a lot to be said for just even small amounts of our own history. And you have to start asking these people. This is where my why comes from, why I think the way I do, why I believe in what I believe in, and why I do the things I do. You know, and if my why doesn't match up with the left's why, then you've got to take a look at what's causing that differential. What's causing that divide? Well, it's real clear. Once you've read a couple books, it's between liberty and tyranny. It's between good and evil. This is what we're fighting, and we've been fighting it since day one. This is just another place to do it. We're just happened to be – look, it was hell – during the Civil War, too. That was no pretty picture. So we're just going through it again, only this time, and it's coming from within, very much like that one did, because they couldn't agree, and the southern states wanted to secede, which I kind of wish they had at this point. You know, but because then we would, at least some portion of the states would be sovereign and have their rights. But, you know, it's very telling, all the things that are happening and the misinformation, the just sheer ignorance of the masses. It astounds me daily. I can't think about it anymore. I have to put, you know, I just have to go.
I think we need to go on a week's vacation somewhere and just talk about
that. Reminds me. Thank you for reminding me. I wanted to talk. I know Bill's typing in the chat room and stuff. And Michael Magic is there. Nothing makes sense, Bill, right now, except I'm living under tyranny. If we get a chance, if there's any possibility that July exists and we have some freedom left, one measure of freedom left, I think we should go pick a place. I'm trying to get Yola engaged and get a reunion coming up. And you guys, I'm open to suggestions. People were talking about Woodstock, Georgia, where Ron lives. There's an Alatoona Lake there. All they have is campsites, so you have to have a trailer or a mobile home or, you know, motorhome type thing. But Michael Magic could actually do that if he wanted to hook it up and hang out with us. But there's tons of great motels around that area, and they're not too expensive. And if you want to come with Rod, they have – pets are allowed, and we'll share the driving because if I can get around TSA, I'm doing it. So you guys give me some suggestions on Patriot Families or in my email, because you guys, most of you have it in my email. And,
you can always come down to beautiful Venice, Florida, too.
I know.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, we absolutely.
I mean,
could.
I'm 3 miles away from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. We've got to get kind of people on board because you know how fast these months are going to pass, and we'd love to get things together. And go ahead.
How's Hollis doing?
I have heard nothing. I sent him a Christmas card. I didn't even get anything back. Not a phone call. Not an email. Nothing. It's like he's dropped off the planet. I don't know what's going on. So. And Yo's kind of indisposed. She's trying to get stronger. She's not taking time to be with us because she's probably in bed right now trying to rest. And she said she's suffering from the blues. And so I'm trying to get her motivated. So I've got Skype and I'll get a hold of her probably maybe tomorrow and try to get her on, you know, out of this doldrums because she had a blast when we were at Delaney. I mean, we all did. It was wonderful. So if I can give her something to look forward to, get her going, I'll do it. So
my prescription for mental health.
What's that?
Is this get all the negative financial stressors out of your life?
Oh yeah, that's fun.
And if you can do that.
Oh sure.
You will be so calm and cool and collective. I mean,
I've got about 1 year and 2 months or whatever it is, and all my my car payment will be paid, all my credit cards will be gone, everything all paid. So
that's the moral of the story.
Yep,
that's the moral of the story. Once you get your negative stressors out of the way.
Well, they're not stressing because I'm not because I have the money to pay them. I just would much rather have the dollars in my account to not pay them anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's because I just spent a fortune. I'm gonna have to post these on Facebook or something. I just got a really good deal too because my beautiful new computer desk, which I put together by myself, and there it's a black metal frame with the pretty slide out shelf and the beautiful glass, tempered glass tops. Oh, I love it. So modern. And then my chair. I put all three pieces together myself. It took me 3 days, and I'm sore. My muscles are killing me. I don't have a drill. I was telling Bill. So here I am with this Phillips screwdriver, and I've got everything on the floor. So I've got this thing perfectly aligned, right? And I've got it so I can turn it with my hands. And I'm putting my entire weight on it so it would work. Oy vey. So it was quite a sight. My mother's still laughing about me putting this thing together. And I got my bed out of storage and I've got brand new sheets and it's gorgeous. I'm so excited. So, you know, getting things kind of cleared out for the new year and trying to be able to think and I don't have clutter too much. And I've just, you know, so it makes life a whole bunch better. And this beautiful bed that I've always had and couldn't have out of storage. We finally gave the old bed of my dad's, which is 25, 30 years old, and finally gave it away to someone who really needed it, and instead of donating it to Brother Beano's, which kind of worked out really well. And now I've got my queen size, and it's one of those real nice Sealy Posturepedics, and now my back will feel great, so I'm excited. And I think I'm going to try to find... Go ahead and give me your last shot here, because I want to find some really cool music to take us out with. Go ahead. Keep talking.
My last shot is, I can't believe he nominated Lou. I can't believe he nominated Hagel.
Oh yeah, I know. I know, it's horrible.
It's his presidency. You can do whatever he wants now.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So, but the moral of the story is let him hook his own sinker and see what happens. They just have to sit back and just you know, smell the coffee a little bit.
Yep.
I think the moral of the story is no one's perfect, and no president has not made. A clean slate of being a perfect president. So it only takes one big scandal. And just hope, pray for the best, that's all.
I know, exactly. I'm trying to find something. Oh, here's one. I'll play this music, and I want to invite everyone for tomorrow. Thanks for calling in, and everyone in the chat room, Bill and Rod and Michael and everyone. God
bless
you. And go get yourself a handgun.
How's your mom doing?
She's doing great, thank God. She's getting over that horrible flu she had.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want everyone to tune in tomorrow for Miss Terry Rollins, Patriot Education, 7 p.m. Eastern. Friday, we have Mr. Michael Magic, Exposed But Not Forgotten, I think that's what he's calling it now, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern, I believe. On Fridays, Saturday, nobody's doing much. I don't know if Michael's doing anything there, but over at 9 p.m. Eastern is Mike from the Hot Seat out of Connecticut. He's doing Blog Talk, and you have to kind of find his shows. And he's always got a lot of fun stuff going on. We have sometimes on Sundays, Ron does a show, but he hasn't for a while. Monday, Constitution Hour, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, Patriot Family Chat with Bill Strong and Linda Sills. So far, we've got about a 90-minute show starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, and, of course, back here on Wednesdays, right from the left coast. And everybody, thank you so much. I'll play a little music, and God bless to everybody, if I can find this little baby. Okay. Take care.
Good.
Quantity and no quality will be discipline.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And the freedom is
tune in 7 p.m. Eastern. God bless. Take care. And so sorry you missed the show, Mike. And thanks, Bill, for calling in. And thank you, Robert. Have a great one. Good night, everybody.
Good night.